Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Just yesterday, the London Marathon ballot results were sent out. Some made it, others, like me, got declined. Not the first time. I know, London is April next year, but still I waited for the email from TSC before I planned for the rest of this year. With this out of the way, I'm ready to reveal my plans till the end of the year. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. So far this year, I ran Prague Marathon and three local half marathons here in Slovenia. Somehow the plan I set to myself was to run two marathons this year. But if I would be accepted to London next year, there was a possibility that I would change this to one half marathon mid-September and another one end of October, just to get a bit more speed into my legs before starting with London marathon training. Now, with this out of the way, I'm gonna stick to my original plan and run another marathon this year. It will be Graz Marathon in Austria. It's a flat course with about the same vertical gain as Berlin, so almost pancake flat. What will be new for me is that it's a two-loop course. In Prague, a part of the course, like 12 or 14 kilometers, needs to be run twice, and I actually quite liked it. The first time I ran the part, I tried to remember as much details as possible. All the corners, bridges, little rises, and I found it easier knowing what waits for me the second time around. But one race alone? No, don't worry. I'm gonna run more than just this one marathon. Ljubljana Marathon Weekend, the biggest running event in Slovenia, is just 2 weeks after Graz. But I'm gonna run the half marathon there. Run, not race. I tried to race a half marathon 2 weeks after Prague, and I don't want to do this one more time to my body. And just a few weeks before Graz, there's another half marathon I'm probably gonna run. Again, not race it, but I'm gonna use it as a training run. Now that you know about my races, let's move on to my training. The last few weeks were planned as a faster 4 to 6 weeks training block with one long run on the weekend and two workouts. One fast track workout on Tuesday to work on my top end speed and one tempo workout on Thursday to work on my aerobic endurance. The long run on Sunday was shorter but much hillier to work on my strength. Well, I did not manage to get everything done the way I planned. Life happened. I had a 10K time trial planned for next weekend, even found a local 10K race next Thursday evening, but I just didn't do the work, so I'm not gonna run either of them. But I need to look more into the future. Roughly, the training plan for Graz Marathon will stay the same as it was for Prague, with some minor tweaks. I will still do 5 runs each week with Monday and Friday rest days. The long run will stay on Sunday, and I plan to work my way up to 32K and then do 30 and 32K long run workouts, not just long runs at an easy pace. These workouts really made a huge difference in my last training block, so they will stay. Tuesdays I did my speed session, from 1K up to 4K repeats, some of them faster than marathon pace, others around goal race pace. Now I will still do my speed session on Tuesday, but with even shorter and faster repeats. And even the longer repeats will be more towards half marathon pace than marathon pace. With this, I will try to keep working more on my top end speed. Why? Because now that I'm doing it, it feels much easier to run 3 or 4K repeats at goal race pace or marathon pace. My Wednesday easy run will also have a slight change. Last time around, it was from 50 to about 70 minutes long. This time around, I'm aiming for 60 to 90 or even 100, 110 minutes, with the pace about 5 to 10 seconds per kilometer slower than the last time around. I just want to get a bit more mileage without too much additional stress on my body. The tempo runs on Thursday, when I mostly ran from 6 up to 15 or 16 kilometers at goal race pace, will be changed a bit. 1 week, 2 or 3 longer repeats somewhere between marathon and half marathon pace, and the other week those long tempo runs around goal race pace. Now, I'm not gonna run these runs according to pace. I'm gonna concentrate much more to run them by feel. Saturdays will get super easy. Just maybe a kilometer or two more than in the last training block. And when it comes to my long runs on Sundays, I already told you my plan. But my long runs won't be out and back as I did them the last few times. Instead of this, I will try to run some of them in a loop, just to get the feeling for race day. However, there are certain things I'm not gonna change. When it comes to nutrition and hydration, I'm gonna stick to what I know works for me. The same will be with my strength and mobility training. But I need to look up the marathon course to see where exactly the feed and water stations are, so I can plan to drink and take my gels according to race day. And I will maybe adjust my running routes a little bit, just to mimic the course, the corners, the hills, the ups and the downs. Now, what about my goals for Graz? Well, it's a bit too early to talk about them. As always, my main goal for the marathon will be to finish the race and enjoy it as much as possible. Well, to run another BQ time would be more than great, just to keep my options open in case I would like to go and run Boston. But if I don't make it, I'm not gonna stress about it too much. Till now, every marathon I ran was a new PB. And I also know that this can't be continued much longer. But if all the training will go well, and if I will feel great on race day, why not? I know I still have a fast marathon in my legs, or maybe even a few. And if feeling really great, I might go for it. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!